SBS Radio.
We've seen last Monday what happened between the Australian boomers and Gilas Pilipinas, and it's a free-for-all. There's so many speculations, and on the Australian point of view, what is your reaction about this?
Well, first of all, I've only seen it on TV. I guess if you were there, you would have a different idea of the whole situation. But it looked like to me that there were a lot of vocal people at the game, spectators, and it was a lot of passion involved in the game. There was a couple of incidents which were happening during the game, so what you would call a niggly incident where two people clash but nothing happens over it. That happened several times during the course of the game, and I think it came to a head when Chris Golding went down. It looked like the forearm of the Filipino guard struck him in the chest area quite hard, and he hit the ground, and then Daniel Kickett came in to retaliate. I think the retaliation was fairly extreme. I'm sure if you asked Daniel Kickett, he probably wouldn't have retaliated that way. But I think he had to do something. He had to stick up for his teammate, but I think he probably chose the wrong thing to do. And then what happened afterward was almost bizarre. It was something that you don't see very often in any sport. You definitely don't see it in basketball. It's usually, if there is an incident, it's usually quite short. It's usually sorted by the referees fairly quickly and the players. But for it to go for that extended period of time was unbelievable, watching it.
It was already a very physical game from the beginning. If Daniel Kickett did not start the unsportsmanlike foul, to which the coach of Gilas Pilipinas, quote, things just get out of control. Do you think the refs didn't do much in controlling the game?
I think it's sometimes very hard for referees to judge contact. There were people hitting the floor, and I think Chris Golding hit the floor many occasions during the game, not just the one occasion. So for them, when he hit the floor, it's like the boy cries wolf, you know, he hits the floor again. And unless they have a very good vision on what happens, so you can see on the replay there's contact, and it's contact and certainly unsportsmanlike contact by the Philippine player, but whether the referees had a good view of that, I'm not sure. I thought they did a good job of controlling the game up until then. There's a lot of passion. I mean, for the Philippine team, they had to win. If they didn't win, they're out of the championship. They're playing in front of their home crowd, so they're really trying, you know, unbelievably hard. There's a lot of pressure on them. Same with the referees. The referees are probably under a lot of pressure to perform at the high level. And the Australians are coming off a loss against Japan, which is uncharacteristic. So they're really under pressure to perform in this game too and hold their spot in the team and have a good outcome in the game. So there's a lot of pressure at this level. And, you know, it adds to situations like this. But there's really no excuse on the way that it unfolded. Yeah, it's very hard to justify what happened, really.
When there's an altercation or trouble in the court, like what happened between Gilas and Boomers, what is the consequences of this if you leave the bench?
Yeah, from my memory, I mean, I played internationally for 10 years and I played in the NBL for 13 years, and I'm pretty sure in the early days of my career, there wasn't that rule in. There wasn't a rule that sort of said you couldn't leave the bench to pull a teammate off another one or something like that. But it was introduced, so probably, you know, more recently than not. And all the Australians would have known that. And you see it in the NBA now. They're not allowed to leave the bench, and if they do, they get automatically suspended or thrown out of the game. You see it in the NBL if they leave the bench. So those players would be used to it. I'm not sure if this is a rule in the Philippines, and if it's not a rule in the Philippines, it should be a rule. But because they're playing in a FIBA competition, they have to abide by the FIBA rules, which is you stay on the bench and don't run onto the court if there's an altercation. So those players should have been briefed on these rules if they didn't know them. And, you know, there's going to be consequences for the people that left the bench to join the players on the court. It is a suspension, and it's up to FIBA to say how long the players will be suspended, and the severity of it will probably be judged by each players' involvement, but leaving the bench, they'll get suspended. And then if they did something malicious after that, then they'll get suspended even more, I would say.
There's so many youngsters, kids who are watching at that time. In Philippines, you wouldn't imagine it's about maybe millions of kids watching because it's free to air. But what's your message for young aspiring basketball players who'd like to join pro or amateur basketball?
Yeah, I think we said at the start, you know, that people that enjoy their game of sport, they're very passionate about it, they're very emotional about it, and there's things that are going to happen in your career, particularly if you're young, you know, you're at the start of your career, and you can't react straight away. I think sometimes that initial reaction, and if you... I've seen the press, you know, people are saying, you know, they wish they didn't do that. These players are involved in this. So it's that initial reaction. Sometimes, you know, you have to leave a little bit of time before you decide on doing something, and walking away from a situation on a sporting field is often the best one. You just walk away, cool down, and then assess the situation. And usually if everybody does that type of thing, the officials will control the situation and they will be able to. You know, what happened here was because people didn't do that, that there's no way the officials can control the situation. So I would say, at least, you know, count yourself, five count or something, walk away, get your breath, and don't go back to the altercation area.
Brad, thank you very much for your time today.
That's a pleasure, Raymond. I have lots of Filipino friends, and I hate to see this thing happen between our two great countries.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.